goodness and your faithfulness each day.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor John Joseph. John Joseph is a pastor, teacher, and an evangelist of God's word. He's the father of Real Grace Chapel, a thriving church in the heart of Lagos, Nigeria. Be blessed as you listen to this message.
Awo ni mo se mo pe mo logo mo sise karakata ni lati gba ti mo ti mari mo se mo fi ni ile mo ni yara mejo ni ilu Eko ni egbeda sugba nigba ti ogun adede ogun to ma npa ni logo je mo ta mo fi san gbese ti be gbese yen o lo mo wa di roju je roju mu sugba mo dupe lowo Olorun Royal Grace Chapel nigba ti mo wo ibi iwa ki to wo bi iwa mo ni omo kan to ti jade ni university ni Lagos last to Lagos State University.
Wow.
To n wa se mo ti mo nru ka padi e kaakiri Esther Oluwatosin mo dupe lowo Olorun mo bere si gbadura Olorun pese chefun o ti lo surf ni Cross River Olorun pese chefun o ti je ni aarin igba ti mo wo ni ijo iwa Olorun se iyanu o ri se ni Brentford won so won ba sadehun 55,000 e ma binu o won ba sadehun 55,000 pelu first class o n lo ijo to ba ti se nkan kekere won ayo 10,000 ni ijo to ba ti se nkan mi boya ko de tie ni tori tisha ni won le yo 5,000 ani mommy mi e ti gbadura to ma ni Jesu lo ni eniyan lo n gbadura sugbon Olorun lo n dahun adura ni last year ikanju yen po to be 2018 ni ojo kan mo lo ba pastor wa Pastor Olumide mo ni daddy ebi npa mi ah won ni wa o mama e so be ri mo te ba ti dahun soro mi ma lo ba daddy ni headquarter ebi npa mi won ni ma ran mommy yo ti e sugbon ki daddy to de pelu mommy pelu owo ti won ma wa fun mi praise God
hallelujah
Olorun ra re visit me bi won se lo tan mo ti le kun church wa mora won ninu ni church nbe mo su ibe ni mo ti ri enikan to duro okunrin ni se mo pe obirin atokunrin ni Jesu mo ri angeli Olorun mi ti mo pe angeli ni eniyan kon duro segbe mi ni o ni kilo de to fi sunkun mi mo pe loju ala yen mo ti sunkun mo sa ri pe mo sunkun kini mo fe so fun en to duro so fi pakaja bayi kini mo fe so fun mi ti edahun o ni ma wori o to si ma ri ise to ba ti ri ise ko yin mi fun Sunday meje o ko gbe gba ope la soko opo tun fun ijo ni menumenu mo ni mi ti mi lowo lowo daddy wa lo na ma ku oran mo mi si mi ebi npa mi o ni oni 500 naira to le pira biscuit to ma fun awon ijo e to ma je ahun ni mo kan taji ni mo se taji mo bere si gbadura gege bi awon oran ise olorun se ko wa pe ka sure gbadura le lori olorun mu ileri ese mo pe omo yen na ni tosin bye o ni mommy mi olorun praise God nigba to di Sunday to tele ojo yen ba se wa ninu service by phone mi kodun ni o ni mommy mi nbole wa mo na wa na se sori ofe ni ninu church wa o ni mo ti ri se mommy mi mo ti ri se toju ti pray mo ti ri se time 3 ti pray fi awon le igba lati wa ma fun mi ni 1,000 ni ososu won pe mi mommy mi mo ti ri se mo fi gbogbo ogo fun Olorun mo dupe lowo Olorun mo se aye ase ife ose meje ti Olorun ni kin se pelu biscuit n ti mo lagbara mo fi se mo yan Olorun nigba to ma di pe December yen pari won tun fi 50,000 kun salary e
wow
mi o adura ngba e je ka gbadura o eyin omo eniyan e gbadura o Jesu Kristi gbadura ni gba aye re e je ka gbadura oju esu ma bori mo yin Olorun mo gbe Olorun ga mo tun dupe lori awon ti mo ti wa se testimony won tele ni bi pe won ri admission nigba ta won meji yen ri admission ikan ti wa nle fun odun meje to ti jade university secondary school ti ko ri admission ikan wa nle fun odun merin mo ti wa se thanksgiving yen bi ri ah ani ka joko gege bi ipade ebi ewo lo ninu awon mejeji eni to ri si ile we odo lodun meje Samuel Adami lare ola kunle wa 80,000 la kun ba lo n fe gba mi ni ko bo lowo eleyi to ri si ri ni la pelu owo hostel 50,000 e je Pastor Daniel ni rara mo tun la ba daddy wa na Pastor Olumide daddy ni lara Olorun ma se mo gbe Olorun ga Ayomide ni eleyi to ti ti oni mommy mi e ma gbadura ogbara Olorun be ni Royal Grace Chapel e so fun Olorun you ni like se adehun ipe eni to ba ni first class fun odun merin ohun school ma ma san owo e mo fi gbogbo ogbo fun Olorun bi pe lati 100 level ati 200 level
Wow!
Some of you may not understand the magnitude of our testimony. So I want to quickly throw more light. Because the same God, Bible said, for the same God is over all and is rich unto all that will call upon his name. Is rich unto all that will call upon his name. She is from our branch at Meryl, and today they will be joining us from henceforth here now. Amen. Now, what she said are three parts. First, that at an early stage in her life, she knows what it means to make money. She's very industrious. She had even built an apartment at Egbeda with several rooms. But when the activities of the wicked one started, she did not only sell that house, the proceeds from the house was not even enough to pay off the debts. Then, that was like the ground zero. Then somebody brought her into the church. And then our Pastor Daniel, who is now at Pleasure now, began to encourage her, and he said she began to see tremendous changes in her life as things began to peak. So one day, things were so hard for her. She could not eat. She could not do anything. So she went to Pastor Lumide and said, I am hungry. And that one said, don't worry, okay, I will come up with something. If you don't answer me now, I will go to the headquarters and tell Pastor that I am hungry. So Pastor Lumide said, oh, don't worry, you don't need to go to headquarters, I will do something. So when she stays in the church too, So said when she entered the church and stayed there, said all of a sudden she had a dream and she saw an angel of the Lord appear to her And the angel of the Lord said to her, why are you crying? And he said, oh, I am crying because I am hungry. And the angel said, don't worry, your needs will be met. Your children will go to school. And you will not be hungry anymore. So, miraculously, thereafter, God provided a job for one of our child. And God met her needs that day. Then the Lord said to her, go and share biscuits. Buy 500 naira and share biscuits at least. And give me thanks for about 7 Sundays, of which she did. Then she said that the daughter got, one of the child got a job for 55,000 naira. But any small thing that one does, then they will remove 10,000 naira, remove 5,000 naira, remove 10,000 naira. It's like the salary is just. And now I say, Mama, you have not prayed enough. Go back to Reagan Chapel where you have been praying. That God must do something. Said, I think when she finished the Thanksgiving, she was in the service in the church. When the daughter, is it a daughter? The daughter called her, Mommy, God has done it again. I have gotten a job that they are paying me 3 times higher than the present one they are paying me right now. Oh, I thought you were going to clap for Jesus. Only Jesus could have done that. Then when that one to resume, within some few weeks or so, a month, then she called again that they've even added another 50,000 naira to that salary again. Then the 2 children got admission the same time. One has been at home for 7 years, the other for 4 years, got admission to University of Lagos. And our problem then changed to become, how am I going to pay? How am I going to pay? And the pastors that are there said, don't worry, God will take care of your children. He said, as she's talking, her children's school fees are being paid by University of Lagos. She doesn't have to pay. She doesn't have to pay. That at school, our children at the university is taking, because the children are doing very well in school. So the school now is paying, and she is not paying 50 kobo. I think only God could have solved that. Remember, the angel said your problem will be solved. Then she said again that she had another dream. And that in the dream, that she saw a lot of people who are glorious, who had been slain, and she was walking over them. Then the daughter said that they were asking, who is killing the people in this place? They said, that man is in that place. So, but before the man could reach them, said they entered the church. And from the church, the man could not reach them. And they told the man that we have now entered into Royal Grace Chapel. You cannot kill us the way you are killing others. You cannot kill us the way you are killing others. And that wicked man turned back and could not kill them. And he said, the Lord said to her, that tell them in that church that it's a very glorious church. The church will be great because God is preserving the destinies of people there. Oh, I think you should lift your hand today. The God of total solution. You know, we are having the next program end of this Sunday called Sorrow to Joy last month. Only God could wipe that tears away. It's not partial solution God gave. It was all-round solution. Today too, that same God is rich unto all that we call upon his name. Therefore, I also prophesy by the virtue of this testimony and the God of this commission, that is the God of this mountain, that may God do much more for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the season of Okam. Sister Bright, come. I want to pray for you. Lift your hand. As I looked to your direction, I saw pregnancy. And I hear that the devil wants to disgrace you by making you have pregnancy outside of wedlock. Today, I pray for you that that agenda of the wicked is destroyed. Amen. Every plan of the enemy to disgrace you that says you will not be among those who will wed properly and have children under wedlock. Today, whatever arrangement from the pit of hell that may be, is canceled now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are delivered from it. Amen. The enemy have received shame. Amen. And you have received glory. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand together for Jesus. Now, Father, by the virtue of this testimony, give 10 people greater testimony. Amen. Give at least 10 people who are facing diverse forms of challenges who are here this morning. Let them now receive their own outstanding testimonies in the name of Jesus. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand together for Jesus. You may continue.
Praise the Lord. You may please be seated. Thank you, sir, for bailing me out. Amen. Let's have the next person.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm Sister Faith from First Love Chapel. I just want to say thank you to God for all he has done in my life, in this church, for bringing me here. I just want to say thank you. I don't know what to say. In the month of April, he added 1 year to my year. And I said, glory be to God for his mercy, his love upon my life, and for what he has been doing in my life. I want to thank him for my pastor. It's been long. He told me, Sister Faith, go and get a job. See, I don't like working under people. I prefer working for myself. And when the money is coming, truly the money is coming, but since it's not monthly, I spend it anyhow. I spend money as it's coming. So I thank God for the month of April. God gave me a job in the month of April.
Wow.
And I learned something immediately. So I now connect to what my pastor told me earlier. He said, go and get a job. I never understood what he was saying until when I got the job. I started waking up at the proper time, because I can't go late to work. When I was working for myself, I can wake up at any time. And then I thought of it. Before, I always come to the church by 9 or 8:30. I come to the church at any time. So it dawned on me that, what am I even doing? So I've been coming to the church whenever I want, just like I was doing to my job. So my lifetime, it changed immediately, because I said I was living a life without timing myself in doing anything. And if you are living a life without challenge, I'm telling you, you are not doing the right thing. So when I woke up this morning, around 4 o'clock, I say, I have to wake up, because this is when I always wake up and prepare for work.
Mm.
I woke up around 4. I started cooking, sweeping the room. Something I would do around 8, 9 at any time I want, and go to work at any time. So I just thank God for that word.
Wow.
I thank God for his life, for using him to change my life and other people.
Wow.
And I want to tell you that it's better you listen to a prophet or a man of God. It will help you.
Mm.
I know what I've learned since then. My life has changed to a different dimension entirely.
Wow.
And it's for my own good, not for his own good. God will continue to bless him.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. May the Lord also continue to bless you in your new business in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Sister Precious from Precious Faith.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for Johnny Mercy. By this time last week, I was in village. I thank God for all the whole protection towards the road, because the road was so bad, accidents everywhere, but I thank God that my boat is not among of those two. And I thank God for the life of my mother. She was very healthy and looking good. And also to my la, our last born, is looking fine. And also thank God for what I went there to do. It was great. And God, who has started this, let him finish it for me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm Mercy from Rose of Sharon, Meron Branch. I just want to say the journey with Royal Grace Chapel so far. Because I have a church I was going to before. I was a chorister. But a lady that was courting with me said, Auntie Anno, I want you to start going to this church. I said, I have my church. I'm even singing there. Nothing is happening. But I don't count meaning. I don't even read meaning to those things. Until when, when the thing itself chased me out of that church. And I said, let me just attend their service. I think Pastor Daniel was heading it then. Their first service, I liked it. And I said, I'll be teaching the children. Later on, they changed the pastor. I said, I won't come again. And the pastor promised us they are bringing the Father of the Nations to us. I said, okay. When Father of the Nations came, that is Pastor Olu, he was hearing Sister Mercy. He did not even know the Sister Mercy, because when I said, if they change the pastor, I won't come again. I even did that. And Pastor Olu had to come to my house. I came back from work that day. He told me everything God wants me to do. And I said, now, this is my calling. I have to go. And ever since then, and let me tell you, as a Christian, there will be so much troubles. But unlike before, if anything just happened to me, I will run to my relatives. I need this, I need that. But this man told me, stand on your feet. In fact, I don't have any help I can render to you. And last year, I got myself into a trouble where I was working before, that I was locked up at Area F. I called that pastor. I ran helter skelter. All my friends that got me into the trouble could not even bring me out of the trouble. And he told me, go back to your God. Go back to your God. I was like, these people, they don't even help me. And when I was in the cell, I just had an encounter with God. And that God that I had an encounter with was a rat. Because that rat did not leave me. Was there from that time I was there till the next morning. In fact, on the long run, I started singing, praising God. Only me in the cell. But I know it is a calling. No matter how hard it is, I stand by. He taught me how to do it on my own. And lo and behold, the troubles ended last month, because every month this guy made away with some money and which I have to pay. And every month, since that last year, I've been paying this money. I did not even owe 1 naira. And I ended it because they normally call me, you have not made your commitment this month. And since last month, I've not been receiving that call again. God brought me out of that trouble.
Wow.
I am here in an arty.
Wow.
Though it is very hard.
Wow.
And even when I was passing through that adversity, some people will come to me, I want to be like you. I said, what is this? You are just on your own. You go out on your own. You face your job. I just want to be like you. I ran back to my God that, God, they are making jest of me. They don't know what I'm passing through. They want to be like me. I just have to smile and go away. Unlike before, when anything happens, I would have run out of that church at Olorote in Badra. But Sister Tosi, she is not here today. She gave me a great gift. She gave me an entire gift that will be there for me throughout my lifetime. Because when I joined the church, I've had a long time with God. Even when I know I am passing through this, I don't even have to run to. I have to turn my legs to my God before a prophet can prophesy to me. I don't even want that prophecy that, sister, go and pray and fast. You are dying tomorrow. I want a prophet that will tell me, sister, pack your loads. You are going to London. God is promising you 10 million naira. I don't want a prophet that will tell me this. You are passing through sorrow. Let me walk my way through the prayers. And I thank God ever since I've been here, God has changed the job for me. And even where I am, he gave me so many gifts, so many things that I can even say I want to be on my own. I don't want to work for anyone. I've gained so much talent that I don't even know how to thank this God. Because I don't know how to say it because I'm a sinner, yet he redeemed me. Wow. I don't even know where to thank him because I alone know what I have passed through. And my mommy is here and Pastor Brother Kingsley. I don't know. In my story of life, I can never remove their names because they were there. Even though they were there with me, I give God all the glory.
Hallelujah.
I give God all the honor because June will be the first year of that adversity. And I promised myself I am going to do the anniversary out of poverty, out of troubles. I give God the glory that I am out of trouble. I am out of poverty. I am out of shame. Because the devil really wants to put my name and my family's name to shame. And my daddy, when he came to me that day, he said, "Mercy, if they told me another child, I will say yes. But you, I am very, very surprised." I cried to my God, "Daddy, I am sorry for putting you to shame. But today, my father can stand by me. Today, my parents, my family are very proud of what I have become so far."
Wow.
It is getting to a year that I ran to this God, I ran to Royal Grace Chapel, I have been redeemed.
Wow.
I give God all the glory because
I thought you'd be clapping. I thought you'd be appreciating God.
In my life.
I thought you'd be appreciating God for his wonderful works. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God that God have guided me and my family and nothing happened to us from January to May. I thank God that nothing happened to us, no accident. I thank God that I'm not better than people that are in the hospital. But I thank God that God have protected my family and guided them to live.
Hallelujah. May the Lord continue to keep your family, you and your family in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm Helen Eniwisu from Victory Chapel. I return all glory back to God because he has been a faithful God. In fact, I don't know, just permit me to sing this song, please. Igba ti mo ro ise iyanu re laye mi mo ri pe oga baba igba ti mo ro anu re ninu ebi mi mo ri pe oga pupo. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people will not understand. When Pastor announced our ordination, when we were having the meeting, I told him, "I'm tired, I'm not doing it again." But I was able to look at it and accept that. Okay, no problem. And as we now started going back to him, that, "Sir, please shift this ordination day. Please shift this ordination day." He said, "Why?" He said, "Financial crisis." He said, "No, we still have to go ahead with it. Like a dream, we'll call ourselves. How do we want to do it? We list everything that we needed." Pastor said, "Just do it anyway, anyhow." The day we were planning for the ordination here, we sat down there. We make all the plans and everything. As we're talking, I was just saying, in faith, God will do it. Inside my bank account is zero. My husband's account, zero. We just said, "God will do it. Don't worry. Let's make all the plans." We finished the plan. We went to go and sleep because we had the vigil that day. As I entered the net, I pick up my phone. The next thing I saw was a friend that has traveled out of the country that I've not even heard from her for the past how many months, maybe 5 months, just sent me a message on WhatsApp. "Don't worry, Sister Annie. I'm going to send this so amount of money into your account."
Wow. Wow. I thought you would clap for God. When you clap your God, you will also receive your own miracle money in the name of Jesus.
"I'm going to send this so amount of your money into your account. Use it to buy something for my children." I showed it to my husband. We smiled. "God, continue doing your work." I just chatted that. "Thank you very much. God will bless you." The following day again, I was at work. My husband just said, send me your account number. I said, what happened? Somebody wants to sow a seed into our life. I said,
wow. You are not clapping. You are not clapping for Jesus. Amen.
That was when senior pastor said, the Lord laid it into his account to bless us. The next thing, I just received the alert. Bam, again. I looked at it. Wow. The next thing, my elder sister called me, said, come, how is it going to be? I said, I don't know. Don't worry. I will send something to you. Another wow. alert entered.
It wow.
I was just looking at it. That God, what is this? That truly God, this is your work. You are in this place. You want us to go ahead with your work. When I got to work, I was just sitting down. One of my colleagues looked at me and said, what happened? I said, they've not paid. She said, okay, don't worry. The next thing, she brought out her phone. Give me your account number. Another alert.
Wow.
I was really, in fact, I looked at that. So it is good to serve God. In fact, I have to go and meet Lady Peter. In fact, I'm very sorry, yo, that I said I'm not going to be ordained. Now I'm ready for the ordination. Even if there is any other thing, apart from the ordination, my head is here. Put it there. Because God really showed himself. He has been a wonderful God. Since that time to this moment, he has been a faithful God. When we entered the month of April, I started the month of April with 3,000 naira. I told my husband, how are we going to survive? Milk for the daughter and the boy and my health self. How are we going to do it? But God really surprised us that we did not lack all through the month of April. Instead, we are sowing seed and we are giving people money. I want to challenge us this morning. If you are there and you are not doing anything for God, you are looking at it, my work. Forget about your work. Serve God first and you will see how God will serve you. Because I've been working with him. He has not failed me. Yeah. And I know he's not going to fail me because he has been a faithful God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Bolaji from Joy Chapel. I want to thank God for my life, for my studies. I remember that day when I started when I gained admission to my school, Elemoeni told me something that I see you that you quit this thing suddenly, that you better go and pray so that you finish well. Hey, I said to myself that, why? That time I remember I sit outside there weeping to God, crying, praying to God that, God, I must finish well. No matter how, I must finish this thing well. I really thank God because since I started this school, my first semester, we gain admission. We are 25 that we gain my admission. My second semester will remain 12. My third semester will remain 9. Till now, even we are resuming tomorrow now. I don't know how many we are going to remain now. I really thank God, and I really thank God for giving me a good father in the Lord. God bless you, sir. And I thank God for giving me a good mother in the Lord also. They have been there for me, advice, pray for me also. And I really thank God that I always remember anything I want to do. And I call them in my family that, oh, I want to do this thing. Or I told my mommy that, oh, I want to do this thing. And they will inform others. I always notice that thing, I will never succeed in it. So that time, I just told my mommy that I didn't inform my mommy before I started the school. So it's after I started, I told Elemeni that this thing, I'm not going to inform my mom. And she told me that I should just inform her. And I informed her. I tell you, my junior sister went last week. All of them, they have never believed. I'm still in that school now. They have never believed that I'm still there. But they are just surprised. And I thank God, when I started the school, my first semester with position, my third semester with position, second semester position, third semester with position. Even this third semester that surprised me that, oh,
I have, there's one God that needs to be served always. Because I'm surprised all the model, any model that cried on stage, they will disqualify the person. My own model is crying on stage like this. My own model is crying on stage like this. They still call me Adebayo Bolaji, second position. I ran from that place I am. Running and
wow.
I can't believe it because I was so discouraged that I didn't nothing again. Because my first model won't discourage me. Don't want that for me, one man like this. And the baby was also crying on stage. I just go and remove my clothes and sit one place. As they call me for my position, I thank God, and I thank God for my life. I thank God for my life. I thank God for my sister's life that just gave, that just worked. Thank you very much. And I thank God for the Royal Grace Chapel. I thank God for my chapel.
Amen.
That God has taken us high. Although we are youths, but I believe God is taking us to higher place. And
amen.
I thank God for my Father and the Lord also. God bless you, sir. More anointing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Ọlọ́run tó dá àwọn òkè igba ni ẹ̀yin ni mo fi ọ̀pẹ ẹ̀fín fún. Ta ni o, ta ni o tún gbé ga o. Bí kò ṣe bàbá lókè, ta ni wọ́n tún fi gbogbo ọ̀pẹ mi fún. I give thanks to the Lord today. It's only God that can do it. In fact, I remember the day that Pastor said, I should move to Meron. Then in this place before, for good 8 years, I'm just part of children. And I think that the way I'm doing it in this place, that the same thing that I will do in it in another place. My own challenge is that in this place of children want to eat, and they will eat. Before I meet two or three people, children, they will even, you know, happy. But when I started in that place, that year, every Sunday I used to cry. Because every type of challenges, every Sunday. There's a point that Mama not even said. She's going out in a week morning to just go and get something. And he entered the bus of all these armed robbers. And the armed robbers stole 100,000+. And that day, say, Pastor, I don't have anything to start my business again. Even a jerry can money, nothing. In my bank account that time, I don't have money. Then I say, wow. I'm still praying that Lord make a way. And Sister Mercy came. I was arrested. It's also this type of fraud. Or this and this. How much? Million. Yay. It's like I should run back to this place. Is that 2018 is wow. I'll begin praying. Every Tuesday we always have a meeting in this place. I remember one day I explained to Pastor that this is what challenges that I'm passing through in that place. And Pastor said I should not worry. After the meeting on that Tuesday, I just have the feeling that God have answered prayer. On Sunday, I'll be on Wednesday. I just call Mama that we just finish a prayer on today, but God have answered your prayer. Then he said, I'm not sure. I say yes. Then on that Sunday, say I'm not having money. I just receiving a call that God have answered this woman's prayer. But one thing that surprised me in the case of that mama, God said, go and do testimony of 7 Sunday. And that time, no money. She's not that she's giving us only biscuit. With a crate of minerals every Sunday. every Sunday. Then I begin pray, Lord, after this testimony, what will happen? Is it we drink these minerals and nothing will be happen? I pray. What's what happened that day, God will make it happen in your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. In fact, I want to thank every Royal Gate Chapel that I left in this place as the new ones, because I can see new faces in this place. May God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In fact, you challenged me. When Pastor said I should announce it, amen. I said I can't announce it too. That we need to move back to this place. I don't know how to do it. Then Pastor said he'll come by himself. Then immediately Pastor come, I saw a joy. Then today, all the testimony that I'm listening in this place, I say, wow, we are in a great church. Then I want to promise all of you that before ending of this month, you will receive your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As I'm going, we went to a beach last month. Then when we are coming back from beach, then one of my my colleagues in working place just greeted me in beach. Then yesterday, she said, immediately you people left it because it's living close to the beach. Then he showed me a picture that you see this boy just died inside that water. As you people left the beach, then I say, wow, do you know how many children we have inside the beach? And God guide everybody. Save Johnny. We jam on together for God. Nobody can do this. It's the only God. It's the only God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, this is the last person because of time. I'm not taking other testimonies.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Please, if you know this song, please sing with me.
Can you please go straight to the testimony because of time? Sorry that I have to cut you. We have a
Ani awon te Jehova. Ami moyo amin kwe. Ami awon te Jehova. Ami moyo amin kwe. To care, burn up for me the mobile. In it to care, burn up for me the mobile. In it to care. Burn up for me the mumbo. Atamuno muma barie. Atamuno muma barie. Atamuno muma barie. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for what you have done in my life. I thank you. I am a sinner, but still yet you show mercy upon me. I've been in this church for a while, but he brought me back with his mercy. I've been believing with this mighty man for something over many years ago, but I didn't believe I was going to get that in this last month. I don't have any money in me, but he has showed me the mercy. With the help of my father in the Lord. God bless you, sir.
Amen.
I thank you so much, sir.
Amen.
A month ago, he met me at Ajiboye, and he called me, Mutu, why have you not been in church? I don't have anything to say. But to myself, I see it as a challenge, and I need to fight it. So I thank God, for I am here today. And within 2 weeks that I started church, that believing God for, he just give it to me freely, without no strength. I went to go ask about the thing. They said it was 100,000 naira. But when I got there, I bought it at 3,000 naira. I thank you for what he has done. I thank God. Lord, I thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we rise on our feet as we just thank God for those wonderful testimonies? I believe that through those testimonies, a lot of us, we are receiving our own testimony. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We thank you for these wonderful testimonies. May your name be lifted up. May you be blessed forever. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. Please quickly put your hand in your pocket and bring out a wonderful offering to give to God this morning. Bring out an offering. It's an offering.
We hope you have been blessed by this message. For more information, please stop by our website at www.altc.ng. May God bless you.